Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel joins us. And Jerry, obviously, the color of the leaves will be a big difference. From a pure course layout or, fast or anything, is there going to be a significant difference in how Augusta plays this weekend starting tomorrow than it would normally play in April?
Well, first of all, I'm already a huge fan of your shows. You're sponsored by Volvo, which I love. I know you're kidding. Popeyes, my goodness. That's the best fried chicken in the world.
Love it.
Yeah, it's, what's amazing to me is seeing the advanced video, the limited video that you do get to see out of there on Golf Channel and other outlets, and then and reading a lot about it. It is eerily similar to how it looks in the spring, in April. They even brought some colorful shrubbery in that and replanted it that will make it look pretty similar to it. But the leaves are definitely going to have changed. Can't control that. I think a lot of us golf purists would rather they had just let it play like every other course in the South this time of year with the somewhat dormant Bermuda and firm and fast and see what it's like. But I'm not sure Augusta National could be played firm and fast. It might just be unplayable under those conditions. But it's not going to be too different to what we see. It's going to play a lot different simply because it's so soft and they're expecting a full day of rain again tomorrow.
It seems like everyone's got Bryson DeChambeau as the big favorite for the Masters. What is the one maybe loose part of his game that could make that reality difficult?
Sorry, you cut out on the first part. Oh, Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, it seems like he's the favorite.
When you said favorite, yeah.
Yeah, is there an area of his game that maybe doesn't translate to that automatic victory that many people are calling for?
Yeah, precision with the scoring clubs, absolutely. I mean, especially where he says he's hitting the tee shots right now, the precision with the short irons, the scoring clubs, the 8, 9, and wedges. Because it's one thing to he was so impressive in the U.S. Open the way he won, but he didn't do it with just his driver. That helped, obviously. But he mostly did it with his putter and his short game and his scrambling. You can't – in the scrambling, a wingfoot was a lob shot from thick rough around the green, and then you make an 8-footer. That's not the way it is at Augusta. So if anything prevents him from it, it's the fact that even though he is still better than average with those scoring clubs, he's not as good as someone like Dustin Johnson, who spent so much time getting way better at those to separate himself from the field back when he did that a few years ago. But the tee shot and the putter for Bryson DeChambeau are the best in the business right now, so it's hard not to see him in contention. It's really hard not to see him in contention unless he just has a meltdown.
Who else do you like heading in on how they're playing, but more importantly, just how they've played Augusta in the past?
Two guys haven't won there. One who hasn't won a major. John Rahm's my favorite, my personal favorite to win. And Justin Thomas, I think, is on the very short list of a lot of people. I'm not sure Dustin Johnson can get it done because the difficulty with moving a tee shot right to left. He can, but it's not his most comfortable shot. Those are the two guys who I expect to see late on Sunday with a chance to win. And John Rahm, the thing that's held him back is kind of the temperament on the course when things get tight and things don't go his way. But he's grown a lot in that regard. And Justin Thomas, it's just a matter of if he keeps his tee shots between the tees to give him a chance because he is so precise, probably the best iron player in the game. And he putts plenty well.
What about Tiger Woods? He won it last year, and for the Champions Dinner, he had some sushi, which is pretty awesome. Well, where is his game at as far as defending his title?
Sushi and fajitas, from what I understand, yeah. It's nowhere near where it needs to be, nowhere near where it was last year. He's driving the ball shorter than he has in a long time, as crooked as he ever has. He's probably putting the worst he's putted coming into a major championship, maybe his entire career, even though the sampling is a very small sampling statistically because he hasn't played that much. But his game's nowhere near where it was a year ago. But I have to give it a disclaimer, as you always do when you're talking about Tiger. Was sitting around a production meeting at, I think it was a Ryder Cup or a British Open or something a few years ago, and I'm going to name drop here a little bit with coworkers Johnny Miller, David Faraday, Roger Maltby, mm-hmm. and Gary Koch. And I asked the question to Johnny because that's kind of fun for me to ask Johnny a question. And I said, is Tiger going to win another major? And he said, Jerry, let's start with another golf tournament. And we went around, and everybody was kind of in agreement. Now, of course, he's won three times since then on the PGA Tour. But yeah. And then David Faraday chimed in from what I thought was a slumber at the time. he reared his head up, and he goes, "Only time I've ever been wrong about Tiger Woods is when I underestimated him." So I don't think Tiger's game is anywhere near a factor in this year's Masters, but he is Tiger Woods.
Looking at the, you know, the tee times, historically, does it really matter? You know, is there an advantage at all, do you believe, teeing off early on Thursday or the afternoon rounds? Does it matter at all?
You know, normally it doesn't matter much at Augusta, but typically it's only one tee. Everybody goes off one tee and they play all day Thursday through Sunday. It's nothing like at the, well, I call it the British Open earlier, the Open Championship. It's nothing like that, where they literally play for 14 hours of golf during each day on Thursday and Friday, and the weather can change dramatically. Tomorrow, they're going split tees for the first time. They're going in very small waves, and basically everybody's going to encounter similar conditions. Nothing that's going to be incredibly drastic from the other conditions. So, no. And it's Augusta National. Everybody knows, has an idea right now what the winning score is going to be in their mind, most likely. They know how the course is playing. They have all those years of history to draw upon. So they're not going, if you tee off late and there's a lot of guys posting good rounds early, you're not going to put a lot of pressure on yourself, because you know there's 4 days for everything to equal out.
They are going split tees. Is that the first time they've done that at Augusta, or just recently? Have they done it in the past?
I think they may have done it to finish an event, but never to start an event.
Okay.
I don't know if they've ever done it to start. I know they haven't done it to start an event. I think they may have done it after a rain delay or something to fit in the TV window on Sunday type thing. But I couldn't point to it. I'm not positive that that's the case. But, yeah, it's quite rare.
We're joined by Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel. Of course, the 2020 Masters begins tomorrow. And, you know, Jerry, there obviously, you know, Dustin Johnson, you mentioned him earlier. You've got Rory McIlroy. What is it about Rahm that you like so much for him on this course this weekend?
Just the reliability of being able to hit that draw. He can hit the fade, and the fade he's gotten very proficient at, but the draw is his natural shot, and he can hit it high, he can hit it low. I forgot to mention Rory. It wasn't that I excluded him from my list of contention. He might actually be the favorite to win this event, but I think John Rahm has done so much in so little time, and really the only thing missing from his resume is a major championship. He almost got to number one in the world without one, which is nearly unheard of, although it's happened before. His career, he's going to be around for 30 years. He's going to win 8 to 10 majors in his career, and it's just about getting that first one in the books to start with, in my opinion.
He's teeing off at 7:33 with DeChambeau and Louis Oosthuizen. And do you think that playing with DeChambeau, is that a good thing? You talked about his personality in the court. Is that a good thing? Do those guys, because we got to know Rory and Johnson are teeing off together too at noon on the front tee. Do you find when you talk to these guys, do they like playing with the other top contenders in their threesome early in a tournament?
Most of them say they relish it. But okay. They say they relish it. I'm not sure how often that's true. They say they relish it. I know on Sunday they want to stare down the best in the world. Everybody wants to play with Tiger in his peak on Sunday, or Jack back in his day on Sunday. They say they relish it. I'm not sure they do. I think I don't think anything John Rahm does is going to affect Bryson DeChambeau. I'm not sure that Bryson DeChambeau, if he's able to cut the corner on 13 like he said he did in a practice round and hit pitching wedge in, doesn't somehow get under the psyche of John Rahm, but I doubt it, because I just think he's, you know, he's matured very quickly from being somewhat, somewhat petulant early in his days on the PGA Tour to somebody who's ready for the moment. I think he knows his game is more complete than Bryson, but the one wild card with Bryson was at Wingfoot, the U.S. Open. That putter was magic. I mean, best putter in the field by far that week. The greens are significantly different, but from an undulation and speed standpoint, they're quite similar to Wingfoot. If Bryson starts making everything like he did there, that could get under the the skin of someone like John Rahm or anybody else for that matter. Because John, if there is a weakness, and there's not much, if there is a weakness in his game, it's those scoring putts on Sunday, those 6-15 footers on Sunday.
Talking all things Masters with the Golf Channel's Jerry Foltz. Jerry, Ricky Fowler's had a pretty decent run his last three trips to the Masters. Is his game poised that he could be maybe I don't know if a long shot, but a sleeper pick?
Yeah, I think, a dark horse pick. Absolutely, yeah. I was listening to a radio show today, and one of the so-called experts, like myself, so-called expert, was being interviewed, and he said, no, Ricky Fowler is most overrated player in the game. And immediately the host said, wait. Last time Ricky heard that, he won the Players, and he did it in dramatic fashion. It never surprises me when Ricky plays well. I think, like most people, it surprises all of us when Ricky doesn't play well. Unfortunately, he's had more of the latter than the former in the last year and a half, 2 years. But it is Augusta, and special things happen at Augusta. I wouldn't put Jordan Spieth, who can't find the golf course right now, so there's something about driving down Magnolia Lane for those former champions that just inspires them. I mean, Fred Couples will probably be on the leaderboard. Bernard Langer will make the cut. How does that happen in golf? It only happens at Augusta.
Bubba Watson could be a guy maybe flirting too. Hey, speaking of flirting, DeChambeau was talking about using a 48-inch driver. Do you think he will?
According to DeChambeau, it was 47.5. He said, well, it's just a little over 47.5 because of, certain reasons I can't tell you. Who knows what the hell he's thinking? I've never seen anybody like him, but he's a treasure. He's an absolute treasure to the game of golf. I think by the sound of things yesterday, and I didn't hear from him today, I haven't read anything about him today, but by the sounds of things yesterday, he's going to put it in the bag. Now, the idea was floated in a question to him. Why don't you carry both? You have no need in the world for a 4-iron or a 3-iron or 5-iron in your bag. And he said, no, I don't have the ability to do that. I'm going to stick with one or the other. And like he said, his three wood goes 280 yards, 290 yards. If the big driver comes, puts in the bag and he doesn't hit it well early, I don't think he's cost himself a whole lot hitting three wood.
Jerry Foltz joins us from the Golf Channel. Jerry, have you ever, because, you know, some people, DeChambeau, I feel, has rubbed him the wrong way because he thinks outside the box. You know, all his irons are one length. And we've had a lot of golf people texting the show saying some of them have tried it now. They really like it. Have you ever tried playing around with all your irons the same length?
Well, some of my irons get cut off during the round, but that's for a different reason. No, I've never tried it, but it's logically it makes sense. Yeah, you basically have to learn one swing with the same club every single time. Now, hitting a 6-iron length pitching wedge and lob wedge is from, you know, even the people who have studied a little bit say you're losing something there, because literally, like I mentioned earlier, that is the one weak spot in his game, is dialing those in the way others have. I personally, I'm too old to even think about doing it, but a friend of mine, Dennis Paulson, who's a former tour player, former PGA Tour winner, he has done it, and he swears by it. He did it because of Bryson, and he absolutely swears by it. But you haven't seen any other player on the PGA Tour do it. You have seen already a lot of guys out there chasing swing speed because of Bryson, but you haven't seen anybody change to that yet, and I just don't know. I mean, you learn golf because your dad or your granddad takes you to the course, or your mom or grandma, whoever it may be, whatever the case, and you learn the way they learn. So I don't see that becoming a trend anytime soon. And like I said, I think you do lose a little control with the shorter irons. I don't think you really lose a whole lot with the longer irons, though. You might even gain control because it's the same loft and a shorter shaft.
Yeah. Like, I could never hit a 3-iron to save my life, so I just got rid of it. Now I hit a hybrid. I find that it's better. I could never hit a 5, ever. I can hit a 5, okay. I could never hit a 3 or a 4. I don't know, it's probably psychological, maybe more than anything, or just a lack of skill. But I found
hybrid's
now
the greatest invention, the greatest technological invention in the game. Absolutely, for the recreational golfer.
Yes, for recreational golfers, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. So you're like Rahm. I want to ask you then, Jerry, who do you like as maybe a little bit of a dark horse, somebody to watch for that not a lot of people are talking about that you think could have a really good weekend?
You know, I think a guy who's getting, and this is going to sound like a homer to you guys, is Mackenzie Hughes. I think that kid has what it takes inside, and I think he has the ball-striking ability to mount a surprising charge. Very much so. That would be my darkest of dark horses, and I think Jordan Spieth would be an incredibly dark horse based on the way he's performed in the last couple of years. But I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him at least on the first page heading into the weekend.
I forgot to ask you quickly, what about Koepka's game? Where do you see him at right now?
Well, you know what? That's another one. He seems to be quite confident. He played well last week in Houston. I think the big uncertainty is how his knee injury holds up walking the hills as opposed to Memorial Park, which was dead flat in Houston, to walking the hills. And he's admitted to any walking downhill really stretches the patella or whatever the heck he's got hurt in his knee. Whether or not he can get to his left side properly and hit it the way he needs to. I think he has the tools to win at Augusta. Obviously a game more suited for the traditional major championships of the U.S. Open and PGA, those type of courses. But I think he can comfortably move the ball both ways. I think he has enough precision with the scoring clubs. I don't think he has quite Sergio or Tiger or Phil Mickelson had, former Masters champions. But I think he has enough with his length off the tee and his ability to get hot with a putter from time to time on tricky greens to be a contender. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him in contention on Sunday. I'm not expecting it.
Awesome stuff, Jerry. We really appreciate it. Enjoy Augusta in November.
How can you not? Jason, always a pleasure. Thank you guys so much.